Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Tuesday, August 3rd, 2021. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Charge ASAP. Leading off today, Apple has officially started selling the highly coveted Magic Keyboard with Touch ID as a standalone accessory. The Magic Keyboard with Touch ID was first introduced alongside the M1 iMac in April, and until today, you could only get one by also buying an iMac. That changes today, and you can now head to Apple's online store to buy three configurations of the redesigned Magic Keyboard, two of which feature integrated Touch ID. The Magic Keyboard with Touch ID is priced at $149, while the Magic Keyboard with Touch ID and Numeric Keypad is priced at $179. For $99, you can get a Magic Keyboard without Touch ID at all, but with the slightly redesigned form factor. The Touch ID button on these new Magic Keyboards can be used anywhere in macOS, including for authenticating Apple Pay purchases, unlocking your Mac, and making changes in system preferences. You also get the new braided Lightning to USB-C cable in the box with the Magic Keyboard for charging. One important thing to remember is that the Touch ID aspect of these new Magic Keyboards is only compatible with the M1 Macs. So you can use Touch ID on the M1 iMac, the M1 Mac Mini, the M1 MacBook Pro, and the M1 MacBook Air. On Intel-powered Macs, you can pair the keyboard with your Mac, but it'll work just like a traditional Bluetooth keyboard with no support for Touch ID. Something else to note here is that the Magic Keyboard is only available standalone in silver, so if you want one of the seven different colors, you'll have to opt to buy the full iMac instead to get the color-matched keyboard. You can hit the link in the show notes to learn more and to make your purchase at the Apple online store starting today. In other news, after beta testing the feature last month, Twitter for iOS is now officially rolling out support for Sign In with Apple. This means that you can now create a Twitter account with your Apple ID for increased privacy. Evidence of Twitter's work on adopting Sign In with Apple was first discovered last month. And as it stands right now, Twitter only supports Sign In with Apple for creating a new Twitter account. Apple does offer support for applications and websites to give users the ability to upgrade an existing account to sign in with Apple, but Twitter has not adopted this part of the feature just yet. So what this means is that Twitter's support for sign in with Apple is really only useful if you're making a new Twitter account. Apple has strict guidelines for when an application is required to support sign in with Apple. This is why Twitter for iOS has simultaneously added support for signing in with Google, as the App Store guidelines would have prohibited it from adding Google sign-in support but not sign-in with Apple. To use sign-in with Apple, you need two-factor authentication enabled on your iCloud account and to be signed in to iCloud with that Apple ID on your Apple device. You can download the latest version of Twitter for iOS on the App Store with sign-in with Apple support, and Twitter says the feature will come to Twitter.com sometime soon. We are sponsored this week by Charge ASAP. To celebrate the launch of the new Charge ASAP 25,000 mAh Flash Pro Plus portable charger, we are teaming up with the company to give away Apple's latest MacBook Pro to one lucky reader or listener. The new Charge ASAP Flash Pro Plus aims to be the ultimate portable all-in-one charger with a 25,000 mAh battery capacity, with support for charging your iPhone and Apple Watch wirelessly at the same time with 15 watts on the magnetic charging pad. You'll also find three USB-C ports and one USB-A ports, and one of those USB-C ports offers up to 100 watts of power delivery, so you can even charge a new MacBook Pro at full speed. For your chance to win Apple's newest M1 MacBook Pro, and to learn more about the new Charge ASAP Flash Pro Plus, hit the link in the show notes. My thanks to Charge ASAP for their support of 9 to 5 Mac Daily. Rounding out today, Apple is making it faster and easier to buy accessories and cases at Apple stores With a new self-checkout app clip powered by the Apple Store application and Apple Pay. App clips were first introduced at WWDC last year, and essentially they are small parts of apps that load quickly, only in the moments you need them. Select Apple stores around the world now have app clips codes listed on the walls alongside accessories and iPhone cases. So you can simply walk in and use the camera on any iPhone running iOS 14.3 or later to scan the circular code, which looks similar to a QR code. This will then launch a barcode scanner where you can scan accessories to confirm compatibility and begin the contactless self-checkout process. Apple Store self-checkout has long been the way that some shoppers have been able to skip the line, but using the feature required downloading the full Apple Store app from the App Store ahead of time. With App Clips, the self-checkout experience becomes accessible to everyone at a time when contactless retail experiences are far more important than ever. If you'd like to try App Clip self-checkout at your local Apple Store, keep in mind that the feature is compatible with accessories that are stocked on the shelves. You'll need to approach a specialist for help with larger items like iPhones, iPads, and Macs. Apple is still in the process of rolling out App Clip codes worldwide, so they're only available at select stores for right now. You can get a closer look at this process at the link in the show notes below. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.